From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. MU has reached an agreement with Elijah Drinkwitz to take over the Tigers football program, a person familiar with the hiring tells the Associated Press. 36-year-old Drinkwitz will become the second youngest Power 5 coach behind Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley. He will replace Barry Odom. Drinkwitz has only one season of collegiate head coaching experience, which is his past season at Appalachian State. His team went 12-1 and won the Sun Belt title. For context, in 2016, Barry Odom was hired with no previous experience as head coach at the collegiate level. The Mountaineers will play University of Alabama Birmingham in the New Orleans Bowl on December 21st. Drinkwitz's salary details are unknown, but he is expected to make more than the guaranteed $750,000 he makes at Appalachian State, according to the Columbia Missourian. His contract must be approved by Missouri's Board of Curators for him to secure the position. Employees at Missouri's veteran homes could see their wages increase as turnover soar in the state. This comes as Governor Mike Parson and legislators attempt to boost the pay for all state workers to stop high turnover rates and growing overtime costs. With a turnover rate of 80%, the Missouri Veterans Commission, which operates the state-run facilities, has asked lawmakers for $3 million in the next budget to pay for increases for more than 500 staffers. Most of the money would go toward pay increases for employees who provide direct care to residents, such as nursing assistants, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports. Five professors from the MU School of Law have signed an open letter stating that President Trump engaged in impeachable conduct. The letter, addressed to Congress and posted on Medium, has more than 500 signatures from law professors and other academics across the country. The letter says, quote, "We take no position on whether the president committed a crime, but conduct need not be criminal to be impeachable. The standard here is constitutional. It does not depend on what Congress has chosen to criminalize," end quote. This is not the first time that MU law professors have signed a letter like this. In 2018, six MU law professors signed a letter opposing the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Police in Columbia say a 21-year-old University of Missouri student has died after being hit by a vehicle while trying to cross a city street. Police say Logan Warnicki was running across College Avenue around 7 p.m. Friday when he was hit by a sport utility vehicle. He was taken to a local hospital where he died. Police say the 21-year-old driver of the SUV was not hurt. Officials say no arrests have been made or charges brought in the case. An investigation into the crash is ongoing. Missouri's minimum wage rate is set to go up again soon. The state minimum wage will increase to $9.45 an hour beginning January 1st. The current minimum wage is $8.60. The hike is part of a voter-approved plan to gradually raise the minimum wage. The 2018 plan calls for minimum wages to go up by 85 cents an hour every year until the rate hits $12 an hour in 2023. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.